The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Grosvenor Medical Center, Click, Pinder Tile, Popeyes, Prince Masters, Mars Electric Motors, The Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Hope you guys are doing good. Hope you had a good weekend. And get yourself kind of geared up to move towards the 14th of this month. I know that some people will call in and say how this is a plot for commercialism and this kind of a concept to be able to ravage our minds with this kind of a idea to capture more, you know, capital dollar society. I know. I'm not going to fight you. Nonetheless, this is a rhythm that exists in our spaces. And if we don't do nothing to get rid of it, it exists. And so because it exists and your girlfriend like this, amen, I hope that you are moving in preparation to make sure that you get yourself taken care of and get your lady taken care of, or your gentleman. I know some women out there like to be able to, you know, show that kind of a love. As we move towards Valentine's Day. So we're going to be able to do those things, guys. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out. Make sure you go check them out at the beginning of the month, at this kind of a time that you should have been in the space already to get your insurance. Maybe you did, maybe you did not. I'm not going to fight you. In any event, we're in this kind of a space right now, and I'm grateful that we're here. And so I want to say to you, get yourself prepared and get your insurance taken care of. All right? Make sure that you're in that kind of a space to be able to do that. Go down and check them out in preparation to get on the road. Every little corner you turn, you find yourself in this kind of position where the police is there. So you want to make sure that you can be able to take care of those things and do so accordingly. Guys, give them a call. You ain't got to always go down there. They can have these things prepared for you. When you get there, they can have everything laid out for you. You can give them a call at 341-1AFS. That's 341-1AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Blue Hill Road South. I want to be able to tell you about that, guys. I also got to be able to tell you about Da Vinci Printing Innovators. I told you all about those guys. They've been doing some wonderful stuff. You know, I had an opportunity to be able to spend the weekend, Saturday morning, I sat down with my good friend Ephraim Jones down there at Garden of Eden, and he's put something wonderful out, a book that's called Loving My Wife. And he's kind of captured a couple of things. His wife passed away. We're going to be talking about that on the 27th of this month, so I'm excited about that. And in preparation to do that, he put a book together, encapsulated a great deal of things and put all those stuff together. And one of the things that I saw was that he said, Howard, after I put the book together, I saw my wife put this little letter together, and it was sort of a letter to God and really thanking God for her husband. And so he showed it to me. He blew the thing up, right? Big. He blew it up big, right? Put this on the canvas and everything like that, and he showed it to me. It was beautiful. And so I read it, and I said, wow, this is a, you know, really started to put me in the kind of position of imagining whether or not I'm the type of husband that my wife would say these good things about. I doubt it. But nonetheless, I looked at that and I said to myself, I know that there are some people who have, some scrap, a picture or something like that from their loved ones that they want to be able to kind of amplify
You could go down to Da Vinci Printing Innovators, and they can take very good care of you in that kind of a space. And so if you're looking for that, if you're looking to be able to kind of capture something, maybe it's an old note, maybe it's a letter, maybe it's a drawing from a child, maybe it's, you know what I mean, that you want to be able to kind of give back to the child as they graduate or whatever the case may be, whatever it is, go down to Da Vinci Printing Innovators, and they can take good care of you in those areas. And so you can be able to do that. They're located on in the Village Road Shopping Plaza, right there on the juncture of Village Road, Soldier Road, Wolf Road, and Burnett Road. Right there at that juncture right there in the plaza on the side of the bank, you could be able to see that. The number you can call them for is 677-2922. That's 677-2922. Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They can be able to take care of you in those areas. Now, we've been talking about this for a little while, and I feel like I should kind of stretch this out as we talk about these things. And maybe in your mind, it may not necessarily be appropriate as we talk about love and we're moving towards those things for love. And you want to be able to identify what's the correlation for this in love. But there is. There is a correlation and there is a necessity. We've been talking about this for some time and really being able to try to encourage you to move in the right direction and really prepare yourselves to get your gut taken care of. What are we talking about? We are talking about Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas. You want to be able to check them out, guys. The numbers you can be able to dial for them, 445-8111. This is about the hydrocolonic to get your colon cleansed, right? They have a special machine to be able to do that on, and you can get 25% off today. If you go on right now, www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com, cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com, you get 25% off today. Every Monday and every Friday, 25% off. And as we creep closer to the 25th of the month, you get 50% off. That's nothing better than being able to say, I love you. This woman can't even enjoy her lobster and crab and conch and lamb chop and zebra back, whatever you want to get. She can't even enjoy that because she may feel a little uncomfortable. So now she's snacking and trying to be able to piece, be out here. You trying to spend real money. She want a salad. You do not want a salad. She need one. But before we get to this position, go and get your hydrocolonic. Get those things taken care of. Give her a call right now. This is Dr. Teresa Adeline Smith. She could be able to take care of you. 445-8111. 445-8111. Or you can go right online and make your reservations today with www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. Check that thing out, right? Now, I want you to be able to do this again, right? This is very important. This is very important. We got to talk about this. We got to talk about this fact that as we're creeping closer to, and guys, you're out there. This is lunchtime. You're looking for something to eat. You're going to the fast food spaces or you're going to your favorite spot to be able to do this. You got the radio on 96.9 and you're listening to me. But you have not taken into consideration the fact that we are creeping closer to the end of this week, where in 4 days, we will be identifying, recognizing, celebrating, however you want to call it, Valentine's Day. And you have not gotten your roses, your wine, your teddy bear, your baskets, your things together. And this is only a small token. This is only a small token, right? This is something to be able to say, baby, I'm thinking about you. I love you. Put these lingerie on. Come talk to me. This is only a very small token that you can be able to put something together, something that's affordable, something that's quick, something that you didn't have to try to piece it together from all these particular corners. You can put this thing together right now at Sashash Design, right? We could be able to do that, all right? I need you to be able to go down to my girl, Sharon Rose. She's on Jerome Avenue, and she could take superb care of you. Talk to me. This is crucial. She can take superb care of you in preparation to be able to say to your loved one, baby, I love you. Even though we rowed 2 days ago and I've been on dry dock ever since, I love this. Great time, gentlemen, to get back out at sea. Amen. This is an excellent time. And you want to be able to do that and get those things taken care of. I want you to be able to give her a call and let her know what you guys are thinking in terms of how you want to be able to put this together. And if you, she can be able to do this, what about this? What if I bring something to you? Give her a call. 393-683-6, 393-683-6, or give her a call at 434-6877. That's 434-6877. Sharon can take very good care of you. They got rose packages starting at $100. Teddy bears all sizes up to 5 feet. They got those things taken care of for you. Exotic toys, you know, your little bullets and your rose and all those things like that. Okay, praise God. They exist in those particular spaces. And gift baskets starting at $60, chocolate-covered strawberries, female and male baskets, cologne, perfume, all the likes. They got bath and body fragrances, candles, flowers for the birthdays. They also do birthdays and funerals, the whole thing. Give them a call today. 393-6836. I got to call her because I'm supposed to put something together for my wife. 393-6836. So we can be able to do that. Guys, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information is in the paper. If you could be able to see that and see exactly what's what. Dad gets 5 years for sexual assault on twins. Girls were three at the time. I got a lot to say about that. And I think that this is a kind of a mother instinct when you see some things happen. And I think that our society is already riddled and conditioned to believe that men are insatiable when it comes to sex. But not all of us are monsters. And when I see stories like this, I just don't understand it. So this is in the papers today. You can be able to read it. A man who was sexually abused his three-year-old twin daughters was on Friday sentenced to 5 years in prison after a judge rejected a lesser sentence proposed by the prosecution and the defense, right? Shortly after his 16-year-old daughters broke down in tears as she told the jury how she saw her naked father touching one of the siblings intimately. And the 37-year-old admitted to indecently assaulting his own four-year-old daughters. This is hard, hard, hard. And then I want to start off like a story. The first time, now I'm the oldest child, so I had to take care of my brothers, right? And I would have to change their diapers. So from I was 4 or 5 years old, I know how to use the real diaper, right? The ones you wash out, squash out, use again, the real diaper, and you put the safety pin on the side. I know how to do that from I was like about 5 years old for my brothers, right? Always had cousins. And so I know these things. I grow up, have children. My first girl, right, Hillary, my first girl. I bathed her. Must be putting some Desitin on her when she was a baby. And my wife said, "What you doing? Boy, she, what you doing? Don't you got to touch her like that? Da, 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 da." I said, "Baby doll, you need to calm down." I said, "This is my daughter. I have no desire to be able to." I said, "I get no pleasure in this. I don't know what your mind telling you." And so we had to work our way through this kind of a barrier that she had set up because she understood this kind of a sacred nature of being able to do this. And then we see fathers violating that. That really breaks my heart. So we can talk about it. Cooper stresses economic impact on cruise passengers. And Diagola in the papers again. Diagola, you tell me you ain't want to run, Diagola. You tell me you ain't want to run, Diagola. Now all of a sudden I see back to back you in the paper. Being able to talk about these things, it seems as though you're preparing for, I don't know if you're defending something, you've stepped out of the light of public domain. Gone back as a private citizen, but now you're creeping back to be able to defend something. It seems as though you are getting prepared to make a presentation. I'm not going to fight you. Police chief defends inmate work release, and then the police uncover human smuggling operations. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with me today is none other than Garth Roseborough. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Howard Grant. Good afternoon, Bahamas Guardian staff. It's good to be back here again with you. It was quite a lovely weekend. We had great weather here in the Bahamas. The waters were pretty tempting. I didn't make it out this weekend, but I did get a lot accomplished. And it's just great to actually live in this space, Howard Grant, to have such a beautiful country while others around the world are fighting.
It's beauty on the surface.
Yeah.
It's beauty from afar.
I'm talking about climate-wise, it was great. know.
It's beauty from afar, but I think there's a lot of things, especially our conversations that we've been having about leadership and the lack thereof.
Oh, we got some beating this weekend. My God. I people just can't.
But it's okay.
They can't get the memo. They don't understand.
It's okay.
They don't understand.
It's okay. I could take a good cut in.
I got something new for you today, though. I can't wait to share it with you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we wanted to be able to continue a conversation that we started to have on Friday that Garth took a tangent. We started to have this kind of a conversation about leadership in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we started to talk about these things and then being able to stretch it out. I don't know what chord I hit or a caller hit, but Garth said, man, listen, we got to fire some of these people. And he started to identify constituencies where he believed these particular persons, as a result of their lack of leadership, lack of organization, and lack of a proactive approach to ensure that they deal with some things in the constituency, should not be considered for the next general election, should not be considered for a position of being able to move forward. Well, just to recap on those particular things, because we didn't go to the Family Islands, we just dealt with Nassau proper and the constituencies that exist in this particular space. So let's recap those particular things. We talked about Golden Isle, you said?
Fired.
You talked about Southern Shores, you said?
Fired.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Carmichael, you was iffy at the front, but you was able to settle on the fact that you should?
Pink slip.
You said fired.
Yeah, okay, fired.
You won't get him on a pink slip, come back and give him a pink slip.
I remember you said fired. I said based on immigration.
You say tall pines, you kept him.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know nothing about that.
You say Golden Gates, you kept her.
Mm.
Okay. You say Bamboo Town.
Yeah, we fired.
You fired Bamboo
South
Town.
South Beach, fired.
South Beach, fired.
Pinewood, fired.
Pinewood, fired.
Seabreeze,
pink slip.
Yeah, I remember.
That was the only pink slip we gave.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
good. I know it was a pink slip somewhere.
Seabreeze, you gave a pink slip.
Yeah.
Elizabeth?
Fired.
You fired Elizabeth.
And Yamacraw.
Yamacraw, you fired.
Yeah, Freetown, we fired.
Hold on, before we get to Freetown. St. Anne's.
St. Anne's, we kept that.
We kept St. Anne's.
Yeah.
Freetown?
We fired
Freetown.
Centerville?
We kept Centerville. You good, you know.
I know.
You good.
I chose.
Because you can't see my thing.
But I chose full.
You got all these things together in your head. Okay, yeah. Good. Right? Marathon?
You fired
Marathon, right? Yeah. Nassau Village?
We kept him.
You kept Nassau Village, right?
Yeah.
Garden Hills.
I had nothing to say.
You kept Garden Hills.
Yeah, I had.
Because we pushed back on that.
Yeah, I had nothing to say.
And you kept Garden Hills,
yeah,
right? Mount Moriah.
Mount Moriah, we fired.
You say you You say he started off indifferent.
Yeah, we keep.
And then you work your way to some things.
So he started to be able to do,
and he started to turn around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You start to be able to turn around on these things, right?
Yeah.
And then you went down. You started to talk about these things. We said,
Port Charlotte,
St. Barnabas.
Yeah, I fired my friend.
You did fire him.
Yeah, he can fire himself too. He can move from there. I bet you he moved.
Oh, Jesus.
I tell you, he can move from there. He ain't standing there.
4-hour show for these things.
He ain't standing there.
We need a 4-hour show for this.
He ain't standing there. Watch it.
St. Barnabas, you.
Okay, guess what? If he's staying there and lose, he can't be the deputy prime minister, right? He ain't taking that chance. I know my friend. He ain't standing there.
St. Barnabas, you.
Fired.
Mm-hmm. Kalani, you.
Kept him.
You kept him. Mm-hmm. Anglestine, you.
Kept her.
You kept her. Mm-hmm. Fort Charlotte, you?
I kept him.
You kept him, right? Bain and Grandtown, you?
Fired
him. Mm-hmm. Fox Hill, you?
Kept him.
You kept him. Mm-hmm. That is the 24 members of Parliament in their particular constituencies. For the most part, we have fired, I can't say we, because Howard ain't put nothing in this.
Yeah, no, I ain't scared.
Howard ain't put nothing to this. But we talking about it, right?
Yeah.
So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 All the listen, you fire half the members of Parliament on Nassau.
Deservingly so, eh?
You fired half the members of Parliament and not 50% of the people in Nassau who represent various constituencies, you have fired them.
Listen to me, Howard Grant.
This is heavy, sir.
When I resided in Michigan, I went to do an interview for supervisor of Libby Owens Ford, which was responsible for making glass for the Ford Explorer. And I was one of their best workers, so I applied for a supervisory position. The reason why I failed in the interview is when they asked me the question, could you fire someone who is incompetent I tried to do the Jesus thing, and we could work with them and train them, and they did not.
That's the Jesus thing.
Yeah, I ain't doing that with you. I firing you. I got to fire. They taught me how to fire you. I went to school in Atlanta, Georgia. I got a master's degree in human resources management because I wanted to understand
how to fire people.
Yeah, how to fire people properly. And you know what they say? You ain't do your job, you fire them. You come late to your job, you fire them. If they show no interest, you fire them. If they're not moving the country, the company forward, you fire them. There's nothing wrong with firing people. If you don't fire people, you cannot progress. You got to fire. The weakest link has to go, always.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is heavy stuff that we're talking about today. I want you guys to join in a good conversation with us today as we continue what we started off on Friday. This man fired every Jesus.
You see what happened to Judas?
He got fired. Somebody text me just now and say, no. Doyle Pines, fired.
Okay.
Somebody text me just now.
Okay. Well, I don't know number 12 fires, but I don't know. If I don't know, but fire them.
Call me, guys. Give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Are you craving that fresh, famous food, but don't want to break the bank? Wendy's has got you covered. You can now enjoy the $5 Dave's deal at all participating Wendy's locations. Enjoy a Dave's single, a classic or spicy chicken sandwich made with fresh ingredients for just $5. So don't compromise on flavor just because you're on a budget. Wendy's always offers fresh, famous food at a great price. Certain conditions apply.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello. This Epic Eckerd Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and Certainty Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Stealing, right to jail. You're playing music too loud, right to jail, right away. You're driving too fast, jail. Slow, jail. You're charging too high prices for sweaters, glasses. You right to jail. You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with the dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away. We have the best patients in the world. Because of jail.
I had to play that for you guys because it seems as though God tried to put everybody in jail today. You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook fish, jail. Ladies and gentlemen, God fired 50% of the members of parliament on Nassau today. We've been so kind. We have been so kind in our dealings, trying to be able to identify the incompetence that we've seen. And we continue to ingest in our society for the leadership that presents themselves poised and polished and prepared.
And then here's a joke. Last week, Wednesday, the very same audience, you people accused Howard Grant and myself of working against the Free National Movement, and working for the Progressive Liberal Party. You're mad as hell. You figure we political people who just probably pay to do what we do, right? On the Friday, I fired half of your PLPs. So what does that now make me? Who are you taking this money from? Who paying God? Now, I've not had a conversation with the Honorable Prime Minister, with Mr. Chester Cooper, or with Mr. Fred Mitchell. I've had no conversation with Michael C. Pintard, even though he told me to call him. He never answered his phone. He never called me back, so the hell with that. I never heard from, suppose, my good friend Shannon on Cartwright. Ain't no conversation with him. And I had no conversation.
Is this where you're firing
with Dwayne Sass. No, I'm just simply saying to you, if I'm going to be paid, make me feel like I got some money for Valentine's Day. That's what I want to know. Because I could use some money for Valentine's. You see? I won't buy one Rolls Royce or two since y'all got all this money.
Just because you need
to get paid that much? Well, according to them, the amount of damage I'm doing, I must be paid. So if I getting paid the damage to that's huge and of a magnitude, I must be getting big money. I only ask it. My car ain't changed color yet. I think the paint will fade a little bit. Now, have you seen things?
Fresh set of paint.
I mean.
Or a fresh car.
Last time I checked, you know, I'm African Bahamian. So we like to have nice little things every now and then. You know, we try hide our riches, but for the most part, we can show off. So, you know, payment around here. The truth is the truth. Now, what I witnessed then from the Free National Movement so far, Howard, is what I call Magic City politics. That's what I got for you today.
What kind of Magic City this is?
I said, I know you from Freeport. That's why I say that.
No, but I remember Magic City that existed in here.
This is what I try to tell you.
This was an exciting space.
This is what I try to tell you.
Okay, talk to me.
That's Magic City politics for the afternoon.
Hold on, before we get to the Magic City situation.
I know, but I just want to put it there.
Let me take a telephone.
You'll get it from the islands?
Let me take a telephone
call.
Okay, go on. Guys, the lines are wide open. Join me in the conversation. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300. 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Hey.
Good afternoon, God as well.
Hey, doctor, what's happening?
Everything's wonderful. I also a lot of great weekend.
Who you pull for, Philly, for the Chiefs?
So, God, it appears as if you're firing everybody as the HR manager. My question to you is, who will replace these individuals after you let them go?
We can get to that conversation.
That's the second part of the conversation.
Okay, because if you let everybody go, you have a gap, okay?
But that shouldn't
be. Or could it be that these individuals are not performing because they know no one is there to replace themselves?
Well, let me ask you a question. You've known me for about at least 25 years. We've been through the thick and the thin together. We've ran U.S. and the Bahamas. In terms of who I am I a fair person?
Yes, you are.
That's all it is. Now, you may not like when I'm being fair, but I think I am a very fair person. If you work, you should be paid. If you do not work, I want to fire you. As a matter of fact, you're already fired. I may even, you say to me, give you $10, $15 in your pocket to go to one of the fast food places, pick yourself up some lunch, my brother, and then by the time you reach back, I know what you come back here for. I didn't buy your lunch. You didn't fire it. I ain't got a problem with that.
My God.
I can send you for lunch first before I fire you.
So you just feed them.
Yeah, so when you don't pick up your food and you put your teeth down and that you're smacking and yeah, my boy.
You
watch
that.
The game this weekend? Yeah, but we can talk about this after work. I can see you later.
You sound like the Wicked Witch from
yeah, right. Wicked as hell. I firing you.
You speaking about who is paying you, right?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that some individuals may take their payment and go to the Magic City? Y'all have a good day.
Jesus, oh my God, you're getting heavy. Let's talk about these things.
We can talk.
Let's talk, because you know time has run up quick on this show.
I don't know. Yeah.
Can't quick on this show. In. 2 hours has run fast on this show.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to Grand Bahama.
That's Mr. Grant.
Let's deal with Grand Bahama. You then fire half the people at Nassau.
Yeah.
My God. You then throw two F&M in that bucket. No. You throw one F&M in that bucket.
Yeah.
Shenandoah.
Yeah, because he can fire himself. He can move.
Shenandoah. You kept Sinan, you kept Kalani, you throw Shenandoah in the bucket.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Grand Bahama.
Okay.
West End and Bimini. West Grand Bahama
fired.
And Bimini. You fired him.
Yeah. He just reached, but he fired.
My God. West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
Yeah. Gone.
Okay. Central Grand Bahama.
Gone. You're talking about the
Iram.
Oh, no. You keep them.
Iram Lewis.
You keep him.
Okay, so we can keep Iram Lewis. Okay. All right. Pine Ridge.
That's Ginger.
Ginger Moxie.
We firing.
You're firing Ginger Moxie.
Fired.
Jesus God. Marco City, that's the leader.
Why are you going to call Jesus now?
We get no. We call him Jesus all the time, but we just want to make sure. Marco City.
We're keeping him.
The leader.
We're keeping him.
We can keep the leader.
Yes, the leader. That's a good job for Marco City.
East Grand Bahama.
Yeah, we keep him.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
keep him.
Crazy.
Yes.
We can keep him.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Grand Bahamians, if you're out there and you're listening and you have something to be able to say contrary to this, I want you guys to give me a call. You know the numbers. Let's have a good conversation, right? Let's get to North Abaco.
Fired.
That's
fired.
Kirk.
Fired. 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 Boom, boom, boom. Pop, pop, pop. Fired.
Okay.
Gone.
You didn't even let me talk to the
name. Name ain't gonna.
You don't even know the man name.
I firing you.
Cornish.
I firing you.
Kirk Cornish.
I firing.
South Abaco.
I can leave him alone.
South Abaco, we can leave him?
Yeah, I leave him.
South Abaco. That is with John Pinder the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
He can stay.
Exuma.
I keep it.
You can keep Exuma. You can keep Exuma. Michael. That's
fire. Fire.
Jesus God.
Boom. Shannon.
It was a fire.
Yes, right. I mean, gone to the moon.
Okay, fire.
Elon Musk style.
You shoot him to the moon?
Straight to the moon.
Oh, my God. Cat Island.
You know, Michael is my home little territory.
Cat Island, it's the Prime Minister.
Yeah, I gotta leave him alone. The things where he's waking there, I can't wake against that.
So you can leave the Prime Minister?
My prayer and supplication can't go that deep.
You can leave the Prime Minister.
Yeah, my sins might be too great to overcome.
South Andres.
Huh?
South Andres.
Yeah, he can stay.
We can leave South Andres.
Yeah, he can stay.
North Andres.
I'm saying one nothing from nobody.
North Andres.
Fired.
Why you fired North Andres and
fired,
you fired
man.
South Andres?
Because I know South Andres ain't want nothing.
So North Andres want things?
Yes. Yes.
And
yes, they want things.
The gentleman.
They want things.
Leonardo Lightbody.
They
thing.
Want some things in North Andres.
He's
North
been working Andres. Hard.
Though. I say they want some things.
He's been doing well.
Okay.
You fight him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there like that.
You always forget some
North
things.
Eleuthera.
North Eleuthera. Petty. Nice guy.
That's petty.
They can fire him. Okay. Fire him.
Central and South Eleuthera. Hold on. No. You can't breathe hard.
No, you know why?
This was easier than North Eleuthera for me.
Yeah, but yeah.
Based upon what's happening on the ground. Shoot straight.
Fired.
Okay. Fired. Long Island.
New Canada.
Hey. We ain't talking about no New Canada yet. We ain't getting to that part yet. We talking about the
fire.
Canada.
Fire,
that,
fire, fire.
Okay,
fire,
let's deal
fire,
with that. Fire. Let's deal with that. Let's count and see what we got here. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 candidates in the Family Islands.
That's correct.
Right? And you fired 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Uh-huh.
8.
For a total of?
8 out of 15. So a total of 20 people you have fired.
Okay.
Now let's fix this and find out who's FNM and who's PLP you fired. You kept Central Grand Bahama, which is FNM. You kept East Grand Bahama, which is FNM. You kept Marco City, which is FNM, right? And that's it. You kept all the FNMs.
Except Long Island.
Except Long Island.
Yeah. That's a change.
Except Long Island.
Yes,
so you fired 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 PLP candidates. 7 PLP candidates you fired, sir.
Okay.
7 PLP candidates you fired.
Okay.
This is a very strong conversation to have.
Okay.
For you to take on such a strong position to identify these people and to eradicate them entirely.
Yeah.
Are you didn't even give them a second chance to be able to show their
no.
face.
No, we don't need that.
You didn't give a one pink slip out. You just fired these people
yeah.
right off the bat.
Straight off the bat.
What is your justification for doing so?
Lack of progression. I feel that the Bahamian people deserve more. I think we can call it mediocre politics. I bring to you a new phrase, though, especially for the FNM. That what we're now experiencing is what I call Magic City politics. Magic City politics says, yes, we remember the heyday, remember the good times, remember the strong times, you know, everything looked good. But now that that's all gone, you're still living on the memories of yesterday. And there's nothing you're doing about it. Nothing is happening about it. And therefore, only the memory of yesterday keeps you considering that you exist. Right now, you are like spirits. You're like ghosts. You're not even really here. What you're now enduring as a country, what you're now enduring in the Free National Movement as we have seen it so far, is just an imagination of yesterday. The glitter, the gold, the sparkle, the monies in the pocket, and the nice cars and the nice houses. Listen, man, it ain't coming back like that. You can't just pray to heaven and say, God, bring back those days of yesterday to us today. It's not going to, you got to do some work. You got to put some sweat into this. You got to put some effort into this. And what I'm seeing is a very lackadaisical society, and that only expects this miracle to show up. When is it going to show up, Howard Grant?
I don't know. That's how miracles are. They don't show up when you need it or when you ask for it. But, you know, they show up right on time.
So you got time?
Oh, time for what, me?
Yeah. You need the miracle?
No, no. I just work.
What? That's what I'm talking about. Every day you go to work, you get a miracle.
I just work and
pray. But when you work, you get a miracle. That's the way it works.
I just pray and work.
By the sweat of your brow, you eat bread.
That's work. That's labor.
Ambassador Roll, if he was here, would tell you that there's no reward for a man who is slothful. It don't work that way.
They just get married, though.
When some woman like lousy man and some man like lousy woman. I don't do lousy. I fire. And I'm a strong believer
but
in
the reward. I only say that to say that your reward, which is you being able to show your trophy to say that this is a woman that I've fallen in love with, even that you shouldn't get to be able to partake in if he's a lousy man. He's a slothful man.
Yeah, you shouldn't get that.
You shouldn't get that.
She should fire
but
you.
But she should know that it is saying what I want.
Yes.
He's a lousy man.
Yes.
But she don't know that.
What do you mean she don't know that?
She can't know that. She look at the statistics in our society and say, well, lousiness is prevailing. And he ain't that lousy. And so she keep him. And then she take care of him.
No, man.
And she buy him a PlayStation.
He stay home all day, drive up her car, mash it up.
Get something to drink and smoke.
Take other gals in the car.
This is what she want.
Ride around all day long.
But he already love me.
So this is the type of people we got who vote in our society?
Okay, I'm not going to fight you. I'm simply saying. This is the mindset that is prevailing
so
in our society.
So this is what I'm saying to you.
People are not gauging you by the potential of success. They're gauging you by the lackadaisical posture of society. They're not gauging you by where you're supposed to go. They're gauging you by where everybody else is. And if you ain't that bad, they'll keep you.
You saw the video.
That's how people dealing with politicians.
Yeah, but you saw the fella in South Africa. How he's trying to tell Trump back off. I mean, people around the world saying, listen, if you touching us, we ain't for you. In the Bahamas, we let everybody touch us. Like we's a free woman. I don't understand.
My God.
When we can stand up for something, we can stand up for anything. When are we going to say we want better? You understand?
This is heavy.
And I'm just simply saying to you, when you look at the performances of these individuals in these constituencies, it is just mediocre. They're just there. They're not striving for anything greater. There's nothing that has changed in my mind since, 2002? What has changed? What has changed in the Bahamas? What has been better? I don't get it. I don't understand why everybody's like, why are you talking about my MP? Well, why are you talking about my party? Listen, ain't none of us got no party. Ain't no party around here. We suffering, man, as a collective whole. When someone visits your country, let me ask you a question. Are you truly impressed? You know what you talk about? We got the prettiest water in the world. We got sun, sand, and sea. Look at the garbage all over the street. Your nasty people throwing things at the car window. I mean, down in South Beach, you leave the fridge right on the side of the road and the dumpster 300 feet away. What type of people y'all are, man? You then clear out all the forestry off of Carmichael Road. The place look like a desert. I never know Nassau had no desert. Now you got dust flying up and down all over the place. And when it rained, everything flooding out. You people are not operating according to vision. We need people involved in politics who have a vision for their constituency, who has a vision for their country, who wants to move the country ahead as opposed to putting money in your pocket and living good and driving around with chauffeur. That's all he's simply saying. That don't work for me. And if you're mad at me for that, Howard Grant, then be mad at me for that. But I am not for that. I don't mind you having a nice car. I don't mind you having a chauffeur. But go to work. Just go to work.
I like this, you know.
Just go to work.
I like your aggression today.
No, but it doesn't sit well with me.
You feel like a tiger. Like an Abaco tiger. I like it.
Abaco tiger.
I like this. You're aggressive today, and you're talking strong.
I talk in truth. I am I telling a lie? Am I being wrong? I'm even picking on my friend Shannon Norcott, right? I love Shannon Norcott, right? He don't have to believe that. He could hate me all he want for it. But I can tell you the truth. Sometimes you just got to move. Sometimes you just got to shift your position.
Well, I can talk to the science of those things.
This is what I'm talking about.
I can talk to the science of
when
those
you can't
things.
Fulfill a role at a particular time, then it's time for you to root up and move forward. That's all I'm simply saying.
We can speak to the I'm science of you. Those things, of why those things happen. But let me give the numbers out again. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. On the text, there's a text that came through. It says, Howard, why don't you let your listeners do a live election poll on your show? Call in. Let's do the thing. I can take the numbers down and take the information down. And we make a determination at the end of this thing because I'm getting texts here. They're saying, let me see if I can read this now. I don't want to say it for you guys to be able to feel like I'm trying to wing this thing. So I'm going to read this for you and let you know what my texters are saying out there about these particular things. Now, they hit me up about I think it's Mount Moriah. Let me see if I can be able to pull this open.
That's Stapleton area and Yellow Elder area.
This was Barnaby.
Mm-hmm. A little piece of JFK on the other side there. Mm-hmm.
This was Barnaby. They text me on this. Mm-hmm. And it says, good day, Howard. It's a good day, Howard. Barnaby in Mount Moriah should be fired also because he only looks out for the PLP crew in Mount Moriah. That's a text that's coming through. Somebody else texts and says, Howard, fire Southern Shores and Mike Cow. Mm-hmm. These are texts that's coming through. See? People have their position as they move forward. Let's take this telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Good day to the Bahamas and to God, Rose Burroughs.
Hey, God, that's my brother. What's happening, bro?
God, I can sneak past you and I can talk to Howard today. I can tiptoe past you. I'm coming back to you later, though. Mm-hmm. But, Mr. Grant, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Mr. Grant, I have a question because I want to go to your city. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you a question. I want you to answer me honestly.
Okay.
Now, mind you, everybody who is Bahamians need help across the board, and the government should cater to everyone. Let me get that off the top, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, here comes my question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that one should be in a long-term marriage with somebody and then expect for a sweetheart to come in there and give you everything you need? When you're in a long-term marriage and the man ain't taking care of you, he ain't doing nothing for you, all right? They ain't helping you in no kind of way. Just making noise, running on with rhetoric. All right, but you expect for the sweetheart to come and take care of you and your husband ain't taking care of you. What do you think about that, Mr. Rose?
Well, first and foremost,
that goes to Freeport and Long Island.
That's first and foremost, I don't know what is a long-term marriage. I didn't know marriage had term.
A long-term marriage is that everybody knows that
marriage is marriage. It's a long-term.
Freeport has been married to the F&M for how long now? One time they give the F&M full 5 seats, and I think they're getting ready to give the F&M full 5 seats again. All right? But why do you want to be married to someone who is not taking care of you, but you expect for the sweetheart to come in there and give you everything you need?
Now, when you start to talk about a political standpoint, I think we in this country, we convolute. We're mixing up in our minds who should do what from a political standpoint. It doesn't matter allegiance.
Now, mind you, you heard me say that I believe that a government should take care of its people across the board. You heard me say
No. I'm not directing this to you, but okay. We're having a general conversation.
Right.
There is an allegiance to the Free National Movement in Grand Bahama, and I think that the Free National Movement has taken that for granted for a very long time. They have not rendered the service that they should. Grand Bahama gave the Free National Movement a governor general, deputy prime minister, cabinet ministers, and they still didn't see anything, right?
Right.
After they want to put Michelle Reckley through hell for being able to ensure that she took care of the people who ensured that she was taken care of, they won't put her through hell and high water, but their allegiance is to a political organization that has not taken care of them the way that they should. That's just what it is, okay? If you look back at Grand Bahama and you look back even from 2002, there was an expectation that things would happen in Grand Bahama that didn't happen. 2002, the PLP was in. It didn't happen. 2007-12, the focus is on Nassau and the road works. 2012 to 17, the focus is on Nassau again. Grand Bahama and the Family Islands have been deprived, save one hurricane or another, you wouldn't get no attention.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you look at that, there shouldn't be an allegiance to any political organization. None. FNM or PLP.
Howard, I believe you had a stall encounter or a Paul encounter. You know, you have spoken from the throne room today, and I appreciate your honesty.
Praise God for you.
Thank you.
I let God use me. Okay, my brother, thank you so much for your telephone call. It shouldn't be no allegiance to no political organizations in Grand Bahama.
Okay.
None. If we're looking in your constituency and the only thing that your member of parliament can say is we've done this, we've done that, we've done these particular things in the confines of your constituency when they come looking for votes. You see what I like Fred Mitchell for? Let me just be straight with you. Fred Mitchell come to the forefront and say, refresh at the time. Fred Mitchell comes to the forefront and say, don't be surprised. When I show up, I come looking for votes. But Fred Mitchell always showing up throughout the whole 5 years. Mm-hmm. He's sponsoring things in the community. Every time he do something, he give a record of that. He's done all these particular things. If you don't give him an opportunity, that's on you. But it ain't because he hasn't showed up. These fellas, they spend 5 years. Now, I can't say West Grand Bahama, just reach. These fellas, for the most part, they spent 4 years, 5 years, and did nothing. And the last 6 weeks to 8 weeks run before election, they won't come do this, do that, do the next thing. Listen, every one of these fellas should be fired.
I agree with you, Fred Mitchell. The best grandmama do anything. Anytime you take a man's job, go to work, eh? You ain't got no excuse. I don't care how long you just reach. When you reach, go to work. As a matter of fact, be to work early, eh?
Guys, quick break. Got to get to news. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King Collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
Bahamas. Join Sherwin Gardner for the Find Me Here album launch on February 28th, 7 p.m. at Bahamas Harvest Church, JFK Plaza. Featuring from the USA, Kalante Gavin and Kateri B. And Positive from TNT. This will be one epic night full of blessings. Get tickets at a live events app or Bahamas Harvest Church and SherwinGardner.com. A blessing's gonna find you here. Powered by Alive.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay your bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full. Save more. It's that simple. With sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, starting your weekend off. I mean, your weekday off here on the Monday with turbulence and being able to do those things. But before I do that, I got to be able to say this, that the screening and colorectal cancer should begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk of colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at reduced prices for the month of March and April at the office of Harold Munnings, located next to the Princess Margaret Hospital. We offer an even lower price for those who present with their NHI cards. Call today at 328-5550. That's 328-5550. Also, Kalik, the Bear of the Bahamas, invites you to a Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March 1st. Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler Square for the epic celebration for the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners. That's the Saxton Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Little Giant, or Lil Giant, DJ Tank, and performing Fanshan and D-Mac. Let's celebrate with the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxton Superstar. Got to be able to read that things to you guys. This is the time the persons are sending stuff in. If you want to send something in, let me know. 827-0111. I could be able to do that and have good conversations with you guys. We'll be back at this thing, Garth.
Yeah.
You didn't fire everybody. You fire 20 people.
What people don't understand,
Howard? Excuse me, sir. You fire 20 people. Yeah. That's half the government.
Yeah, but you...
And a pinch more.
Yeah.
You see that?
And numbers could change.
It's 39, so you only got 19 left.
You know when you said, Howard Grant, that, like, this is it, this is, like, we're done? Like, we're at the place where we've made up our minds? Like, there's no time left. I think that's what you said. No time left, right?
There's no more time.
So, in terms of, when you say no time left,
I think the PLP thinks that you have time. So this I don't know who tell them this or whether or not they're trying to project this on us in society to us to believe this. But anyone who is not wrapped up in their fanatic concept and this fanaticism within their political organizations, you would realize that there's no more time. The time is done.
So when you say no more time left, we're talking like no more time for repentance, no more time for turning around into the positive light, or no more time in terms of the opposition becoming better?
When I was young, because of the society, we go to church, we understand what church requires. We understand this narrow path for us to be able to get to Christ. We understand these things. We understand that we have to live in accordance to what the Word of God requires us to. But we also want to taste sin. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear about this. Listening. We are human beings. We want to taste sin. We want to be able to see the little menage a trois. We're going to get three gals in the bed. We want a bunch of sweethearts. We want this. We want that. We want drink. We want smoke. We want travel. We want to do all these weird things that seems to be quote unquote fun. And we make a pledge to ourselves that we can come to Christ, even if it's with our last breath, to ask God at the last moment before we slip over into death, God, forgive me. And we will do whatever it takes waiting for that last moment. That's how people live in this politics. That's how politicians are living within the confines of politics. They don't want to live according to what is right for the people of the country. They believe that they have time. Somebody got to tell them, Bola, time up.
Okay. And when you said that, when you said time is up, let me tell you what happened after that. We saw a spurt of energy coming from the Progressive Liberal Party. They just started, blazing. Everywhere you looked, you saw these yellow shirts. They had the little meeting over there in Pinewood, and people started to buzz and started talking amongst the Progressive Liberal Party supporters.
They need to do more than that.
But hold on. What I'm saying to you is that that was a response at that particular time based on conversations nationally. From the other side, they're still in the Magic City. This is what I'm trying to tell you. The FNM's the Magic City Party. They're living on yesterday, and I'm asking them to forget the Magic City thought and come to reality that you got to go to work. They mad at me for me saying that. How could you want your legacy to be one of default victory? I have a problem with that. I understand you can be the greatest member of parliament in the Bahamas, but it doesn't necessitate that you can become a leader but that's nationally or internationally.
But that's the difference between true sportsmen and people who just
that's want, what I'm talking about.
Okay, that's the difference between true sportsmen and people who just want national recognition
okay.
or international recognition
that's what we're talking about.
For their particular space.
Yes, sir.
A sportsman doesn't want the person who have committed themselves to preparing, has gone through practice after practice, have conditioned their body, has eaten right, has done everything that they were supposed to do, they won't fight.
Yes.
They want to fight.
Yes.
Because they know that training would cause them to be a victor anyhow. And when you don't show up and they win by default, they mad. But that's not the Free National Movement.
Howard Grant.
The Free National Movement, in just for this kind of a proverbial example that we're providing, the Free National Movement has not trained, has not prepared, has not done any of these things, and they're hoping that they could win by default.
Howard Grant.
And that cannot be the posture of a victor. That cannot be the posture of a fighter. Because even if you're victorious and you attain this political belt, you are still going to face significant challenges on day one. And you can't deal with that because you're showing us you can't deal with this. Come on, talk to me.
Did I tell you, Howard? I went to St. Augustine's College. From Queens College, St. Thomas More, St. Augustine's College, Howard Grant. I'm a fighter. I've never lost one fight in school. I'm a fighter. I don't care if you bring two, three people. I'm a fighter. I can fight to survive. The amount of cut up my daddy give me in my lifetime, I could fight anybody and win because I know how to take cut up, but I give him blows. The one person, my late friend Wayne Mizek in St. Augustine's College, I hit him. I put a rock in my hand. And I hit him in the forehead. I mean, I threw a blow. That's supposed to land any man flat on the ground.
You didn't kill him that day.
No.
Okay, come on.
The fella stand up there and look at me and say, "But you hit me." And I say, "You ain't drop." And he said, "You hit me." I say, "You know what? This the one fight, Howard. Guess what God got to do? I got to run away." My thing is, if you ain't prepared to fight, then run away. If you ain't prepared to fight, leave the post. Fire yourself. But this is supposed to be a fight. When we looked at the Super Bowl this past weekend, the Eagles versus the Chiefs, what are we looking for? A good game.
Yeah.
We're looking for a fight.
That wasn't a fight.
When you're looking for the, what are they, Tyson fight with the other fellow the other day, what are we looking for?
A good fight. Yeah.
We don't want no doggone boring politics. We don't want no default politics.
We want fight.
We want to see fight, man. When you was in school and they say, fight, what happened? Mm-hmm. Everybody dropped the school book, dropped the school bag, dropped the pencil. Everybody, all the teachers leave the classroom.
Yeah, we don't want to see no bunch of talking.
Oh, okay.
An instigator running the middle with some dust in his hand. Hot dust.
Yes, sir.
Whoever hit that first, they got fight gear on that.
Fight.
Yeah, because that's what we come for.
That's what we come for. Every 5 years, we're looking forward to this.
Okay.
And you laying down talking with your, let's see what happened. Anyway.
Listening to Hubert Ingraham, who retired.
Yeah,
he's telling you, don't do nothing.
Yeah, he fishing.
Just wait for the PLP.
To mess up.
My God.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing.
Yeah, you ain't got
to. Just wait. Come on, man.
We into that.
He ain't never do that.
No.
He was prepared.
He was a fighter.
Listen to me, he was prepared. Even when they tell me and the allegations swim around the country about Papa coming back, they got trailers. You remember with the punch?
He's like, "I ain't no pussycat."
Listen.
Remember that?
The punch indicated that they were trailers of shirts come from China, indicating that Papa was coming back.
Okay.
Hold on. You hear me?
Straight up fighter.
The punch indicated during this time that the trailers of shirts had already existed.
I preach this gospel.
I'm trying to show you that a man telling you not to fight, and when there was a whiff of an idea that he was coming back,
Jeez. You
also saw that there was tangible representation simultaneously. But he's telling you not to fight.
Man, you better not listen to that, man.
He's telling you not to fight.
Yeah.
And as soon as you think with him, you got trailers automatically just come out of thin air.
With shirts
in it.
This
is too much. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, baby. What's up?
And good day, God.
Hey, my dear.
God, I see the Eagles are flying really high.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
The gentleman that called in before the break was talking about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Does the husband take care of the sweetheart, or does the sweetheart take care of the husband while they're married?
It ain't no sweetheart in marriage. It's only me and my wife, and then she could be my sweet thing.
Because you can't compare running a country to a marriage, because it's not a marriage. then you run in a country. You have persons in each one of these constituencies that has voted for both parties. So you can't go and pick and who you're going to help and who you're not going to help. If you're being the type of government that you need to be, you will take care of the entire country. It shouldn't. So free. So Grand Bahama being the way it is, how long Grand Bahama? I mean, West Grand Bahama Germany has been in the PLP. Are they any than Eight Mile Rock and the rest of them?
Okay, okay.
Boy,
are they?
This is heavy stuff. This is heavy stuff.
Because I want to know. I'm a curious mind, and this curious mind needs to know. Because when you're trying to measure to say, oh, well, there was fear. PLP are acronym, your PLPs that live there.
Of course.
They are acronym and PLPs, and those who do not vote that live there, they are Bahamians.
Of course.
Before they are PLP or and or FNM. So come on. If you're a government, your duty is to take care of the entire country.
Of course.
Not to pick who you want to take care of and let the rest to suffer. And then when time for elections, you come into those same ones that you left to suffer to now say, okay, you know what? Give me this time, and I'm going to make sure, like the man say, the next time is for the poor.
My God. Mm.
Come on. So stop nitpicking. Do your duty as a government. Take care of the people.
All people.
All people. All Bahamians.
You can imagine I become the prime minister and only taking care of fat people. I may not be the majority of the country, but I'm simply saying.
Not just that.
That don't make no sense.
Look for 8 Mile Rock.
That don't make no sense. If you're overweight, you know how we can take care of you. That don't make no sense.
And one more thing before I go, Howard. Look at, and I wanted the gentleman, the good gentleman that called it, I want him to tell me, how is it that he is talking about Freeport and how much MPs out of one party that they had, and this is where they are. Tell me, in the name of Jesus, have you visited South Andrews? Please, have you visited South Andrews that was occupied by the PLP for 25 years, nonstop, and moving forward, once in the FNM hand since we become independent? Please, answer me that.
Them South Andrews ain't saying one.
I appreciate the telephone call, my dear. Thank you so much. I can read the text right on the back of what you're saying. He says, don't knock Grand Bahama for staying, but the FNM, y'all drive through Anglesey lately? That been the same for how long? With the same party representing them because they love it like that, eh? Is that when people want better, they can demand better. There's a text that's coming through. Let's go to the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Next call. Caller, go ahead. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Y'all ain't want to answer, give me the telephone call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796 on the text. It says, Howard, I'm dying laughing, no sweetheart, and Long Island need a sweetheart, please. Long Island need a sweetheart, please. It's a Texas coming to say, Long Island. Because that loyal, because they loyal to their marriage, and they need to get divorced to get a sweetheart or get a sweetheart. There's a Texas coming through. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard and God, how are you doing?
All is well.
I'm good, my brother.
Hey, Howard, this is comedian here. No jokes today, though.
All right.
When you talk about leadership, I want to piggyback on something that lady said, and you were speaking about... Now, I don't know. I can try to see how fast I could do this because this year I was trying to do from before Christmas with someone who I think is on the list. But, okay, let me say to President Trump, you have someone in the Bahamas who agree on some of your new policies. You know, man is man, waste enemy, you know. And if robots take over the world, they would have no need for humans because they would be able to repair themselves. Now, Nico... let me quote something here. U.S. gathers allies to talk AI safety as Trump vows to undo Biden's AI policy overshadows their work. Now, what does this mean? If you remember, when Trump first came into, last time he came into office, Trump brought all of the factories back to America. Now, this time he's here again, he's imposing tariffs on certain countries. What does that mean? Like the lady said, Trump is looking out to bring jobs to his people. Remember what I said about the robots earlier and what I said a while ago about Trump undoing the policies here. Now, watch this now. Okay, Deputy Secretary of Singapore, Ministry of Digital Development and Information, said that helping one another, mindset. This thing here is about three parts in it. So I only want to do the leadership part that you're talking about basically today, because I wanted to get to you a long time ago about the AI. But if you have the time to get some of this, pick up on some of the parts of this. Helping one another, mindset is important between country when it comes to AI safety, including the developing countries.
Hold on. I just wrote an article about some of this in the newspaper that actually speaks to the tariffs and whatnot. You could be able to pick that up, but I want to talk to you more about this when we have a dedication of the show on this. Can you please call me and send that information to me? I'd love to be able to talk with you.
Right, because I figure this is going to be too heavy.
For the show, I don't want to be able to derail what we're talking about today. But give me a call at 827-0.
I agree with you, because like I said, it's heavier than I know. But let me just say this. Give me the number, and let me just say something I learned.
827.
Because I agree with you. Give me the number.
Write it down. 827-0111. 827. 0111. Text me, send me the article, let's talk about it in expansion.
Okay,
let me bring it on air.
Let me end with this.
Go ahead.
What we have here basically, and to this summit that they had, that is ongoing. I'm surprised that Bahamas is not talking about this summit, about AI and all the rest of this, but what we really have here is a lot of fixtures about AI here. It's like Nike. It's like everybody wearing Nike. Everybody want to wear Nike. This is bigger than the whole thing. But like you say, it's too much for right now. I'll talk with you later.
Thanks, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. I want to be able to get into that. I wrote two articles. One is in the Guardian today that actually speaks about the silent hand of power that exists in this particular mm-hmm. space. It says the silent hand of power and the future of the Bahamas. I wrote that. I told you I wrote two articles. Mm-hmm. And the other one is about being able to identify a vision that's bigger than ourselves. That's in the Tribune. And so you can be able to see those articles today.
So even just piggybacking, I think he's trying to say, can you operate a society in a corrupt fashion if you got AI present?
The entire idea of technology is to be able to rid it, is to make you more accountable. So to rid any of the loopholes that could exist in these particular spaces.
Accountability and transparency.
It's about accountability and transparency.
So
if you
welcome in this, that means you're trying to end your whole practice of corruption, which means that you're on a limited time frame. Therefore, you don't introduce it
quickly. And if you
quickly.
Don't welcome it, it indicates to me your that whole country you are goes a back. Partner. Of this kind of perceived
of
corruption.
Well,
some of the things that we got to be able to deal with.
I ain't that slow. I try to tell you what I see.
Let's deal with those things. Guys, let me take this next telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. No? Well, let's see if we can read a couple more of these texts. He says, let me see if I can pull up a couple of these texts. Guys, Trump brought the factors back to America. Where do people get this erroneous information from? The big data companies are all in China. Nike is in China. Adidas is in China. My God. Correction, factories, not factors. Okay, so Trump brought the factories back in China. Okay, so I wish I could say, let me see if I can write this. Let me see if I can read this here. I wish I could say that tall pines ain't in Davil Run again, but my people are a special breed. Does he deserve to represent us again? No. But I'm only one vote. Maybe his supporters can say that he had done what he had done to improve the area, because he obviously made no difference. As a minister of health, bring any independent person and they seat. PLP and FNM ain't serious about crime or corruption, so why waste more years on them? That's a text that's coming through. Being able to do these particular things and talk about this stuff. So Howard, Hubert Ingram did great for Grand Bahama, and he was only one so far. No one else did, Howard. Only the PM was Sir Lyndon Pinlan, and he failed us. This is a free porter, I know. Okay, so let's stretch some things out.
right?
That's too deep a conversation for me to break down with you. We could go all the way back to 1955 with the introduction of this act that empowered persons from external avenues to be able to come in. This is when they developed in Freeport, and people from Abaco and Haitians and so forth and so on came in and built the city of Freeport. That was with foreign labor. That wasn't with locals. That was with foreign labor. Okay? After that, they spilt in to the bend or break speech because they now had autonomy and strength. They've created a space where the government yielded the strength of the city and gave it to them. They had a workforce, and because of that, this is why we identify as a quasi-government. 1969, they had the bend or break speech. 1973, the independent conversation. After that, Grand Bahama was growing, not as a result of the government of the Bahamas, but as a result of the Port Authority and the relationship that they had with Edmonton George and Sir Jack. So Grand Bahama grew as a result of what was existed internally. Mm-hmm. When Hubert Ingraham came in, y'all can't remember the last time Hubert Ingraham tried to be able to get himself involved in 2000 and... Between 2007 to 2012, when Hubert Ingraham and the then head of the Port Authority, oh, Jesus God, what the man name? When they say they had it was going back and forth, and there was no productivity at this particular time. There was no somebody text me and tell me what the man name, right? When they said the paper had it as a quote, a pissing match, quote, a pissing match. They had it in the papers, right? And they were talking about these things. There was no productivity in Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama's never relied upon the government to do anything. Mm-hmm. Grand Bahama's never relied upon the government to do anything. And this is the conversation that we had the other day that talked about the possibility of being able to put the number boys in there. Why would the government put the number boys in a position to be able to purchase that hotel? That's crazy. They would have no strain on Grand Bahama at all. None.
This is the games that they play.
They would have no strength.
This is the game we'd be playing.
That you would yield the strength of the government and relegate it to the private sector and allow them to have this kind of autonomy in the country. You can't make that
but
kind of decision.
But you created it. You created it.
Of course they did.
You created a monster. When you opened up the industry and then you closed the door for anyone else.
Babak. Hans Babak.
Yeah.
Somebody say B-U-B, but Hans Babak. I remember it now.
And you close that door so that none of us could get involved in the same industry. That's what happens. You created a monster. You created the monster. And now y'all don't want a monster to eat? Come on, man. Let's talk about that.
But people just can't, you just can't say these things and think that it's okay. You have to remember, just travel. Travel from 1955, travel to 1969, travel to 1973, travel to 1982, travel to 1987, travel to 1992. And look of where it existed. The only time you saw any significant value coming to Grand Bahama was after 2007 from the government standpoint.
Wow.
Let's talk about these things. Quick break, guys. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
On Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m., the Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing drhfoundation@doctorshearts.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Meyer Rassen Foundation, 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are wide open. If you want to have a good conversation, we're sitting here with Garth Roseborough, being able to have a good conversation right here about where we are in this nation for growth, development, for where we are, and being able to identify these things and really preparing ourselves to make those steps.
How many folks I fired, Howard?
You fired 20 people.
20 people.
You fired 20 people.
Now, are you proud? Before about you this? Go to the phone call,
are you right? Proud about it, sir?
Yeah, but before you go to the phone call,
should I send you flowers Friday?
No, no, don't do that. We got a pink shirt, know. But we ain't that pink.
You
we ain't that pink. But I obviously take your call. I got to finish that conversation because we ain't finished with that yet. But go ahead, sir. Run the show. Run the show.
He's calling. Guys, please give me a telephone call and us being able to talk about these things and find out where we are to have a transparent conversation because they're listening.
Yeah,
and they want to be able to know this. Before I do that, let me read this text. Somebody just texted me this here. It says, hey, Howard, hope that you can do me a favor. Can you send a big thank you to the nurses and staff at the oncology clinic at Princess Margaret Hospital? So I'm very grateful and happy for the care, and I see that they extend to their patients, including my mom.
Praise God.
So
that's a good report.
They didn't put no name or nothing like that, but they just want to be able to give a shout-out to the oncology clinic and the oncology department over at PMH. And thank you guys for your service in those particular areas. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
I good, man.
Better boy.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. That last thing you read just now, that's what we need to do a lot more of. Instead of just complaining. You know, when sometimes you go into BC, you get good service. Sometimes you go to water. So let's try and encourage the people sometimes. But now, under Dr. Minnis, we had 5 sitting members of parliament in Grand Bahama, three senators, a governor general, and name one thing they did in Grand Bahama.
Now, you complaining?
No, I ain't complaining.
Yeah, you complaining. You just talk with us, say something positive.
I'm not complaining.
I know you started positive to give us some positive. You know, you're my friend. I only saying you started positive.
I'm going to sell the hotel. I don't know what else they might have done. Something, I don't know.
Let me tell you why I said that to you, my friend. I enjoy listening to you. I
now
said that
I have
to you.
Something else to say too.
Yeah, but I said it to you because what we do in this country, what I've noticed, if you're a PLP supporter and the FM's in power, you complain. But when the PLP's in power, you don't have no complaint on the PLP.
No,
I'm just simply saying you what the norm is. I'm not saying you particular.
Let me say my next piece first.
Okay, go ahead then.
Before you say,
go ahead.
I only complaining because you say that. I meant to say something else.
Go ahead then.
Said everything.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then. I want to complain about some of these members of parliament, PLP members of parliament.
Yes.
Who say they're cleaning up their constituencies.
Yes.
But what they need to do is come into Bamboo Town and take a picture and carry it back. We don't push trash in the back. We take trash out.
So when you can move my trash? With the neighbor throwing the bush next door to me. I didn't tell you about this before. When you can move my trash, right on Taylor... Taylor Drive.
You also tell them about your cocoa bread.
I got trash and do something with the neighbors throw old fridge, old stove, old trash across the road. And Shannon been by my house and see it. And tell me we can take care of this car. It's still there.
Been by your house and saw it?
Yes, man. Yes, man. I want it gone.
It will be more. Trust me. You can hold me on that. Once Shannon saw
no, we can't hold you on nothing.
I ain't got cocoa bread.
We can't hold you on nothing. We ain't got cocoa bread. We ain't got the vitamins. Yeah.
Town, we don't push Bush in the box. We clean out.
But I need that clean out this week.
At least do that.
Now, minute that and clean that out, and then you get back on to our Brother Grant show. You let him know.
Yeah.
Make sure I let the
public. He would have let me know when you bring that cocoa bread. You ain't bring that yet.
Man, you like talk with
you.
like talk with I go like a little
bit.
See you later. All right, let me take the next set of phone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, God.
What's up, 52?
Hey, doctor.
The God forced me to call. You know, God, me Sunday. Your show was very interesting, and I thought it was a live show. I tried to call, and I say, well, I got to start listening to God. I was in the shop on Sunday. But, Howard, I want you to spell political. When you use the term political cycle, right, let's change the prefix and put P-S-Y, because it's really a psychological operation. It's a cycle. and that's how we have to spell it. You know, I listen to God. You know, this brother is so right, man. You know, God, man. You know, listen. God spoke about the devastation of the forest here in this little small confined space we live in. They call New Providence, right? Yet still, people flying all around the world talking about carbon credits. To our discredit, they are taking away our carbon credits because I've said over and over that the older a tree is, the bigger its cambium is, or in other words, the biomass.
Yes.
The more carbon it is able to offset. This is no science. This is just common sense.
Yes. When
you're cutting down trees, you're still moving on the coast, but yet still climate change. And so, Warren Miller, with that psychological operation the other day, to the gentleman that called, I just like to expose political imbecility, man. All of these people was in power when these trees are being cut down.
Yes.
It's easy for them to solve this problem. They don't want to solve this problem. I can't take carbon credit serious. The earth is changing. And, you know, Howard, you know, I'm really sick and, you know, God mentioned something that I've been complaining about on the radio airwaves. I said the other day, right? The reason why the people in the inner city don't give a S because they're living in it. You see the garbage. I referenced Lily the Bali and a lot of other Balis, a lot of other corners where garbage is inundating the city. It's beautiful, you know. It's beautiful. The garbage is beautiful because, like I said, I couldn't even smoke a joint unless the place was clean because, I mean, leaves and all sometimes bother me. So what do you think about garbage? Hey, this is sickening. Yet still, I want to juxtapose this. Give me a second here. We have a minister of health, right? God spoke about the trees being cut down. The people, Warren Miller came on top with the smoke coming from the kilns, right? You know, the toxin. You could just go and Google what toxins are released during these type combustion, right? So you call yourself minister of health. You're not concerned about that. You're not concerned about the garbage in the inner city, roaches in the front, rats in the box, jungles in the alley with the baseball bat. Anyhow, I'm a free slave. Sorry, I don't know how to behave. Give thanks.
I thought you were going to start singing 52. Next time we'll go ahead.
Yes, hey, Howard. How God? How are you doing?
All is well.
Just let me say for the individuals who don't know Freeport, because, you know, a lot of, I call them drive-by intellectuals when it comes to Grand Bahama. You go from 1992 with the election, and let's talk about who brought what to Grand Bahama, who bought the shipyard, who bought the container port, who built the new harbor, who did the hotel. And you can go through everything else. All of those happened under the F&M administration.
Yeah.
And the point I'm making that is government is to govern for the country. MPs don't do nothing in their communities. MPs don't have no authority to build no harbor, okay? No casino, no any of those things. So this infantile argument would government do? Because if MPs are responsible for doing something, then we should ask Cat Island why Columbus would still recognize the place.
Okay.
You know, so, but when you talk about like Freeport and what it's done, and a lot of people don't understand. I don't know if you remember these places, Howard. Atlantic Beach Resort, Cassowary Resort, Freeport Inn, Oceanus, Holiday Inn, Indies, Lucayan Harbor Inn and Marina, El Casino.
The majority of them is Tony Donato, Mario Donato. Go ahead.
No. Those are it's $3 billion that he has. Listen to the amount of things I'm calling. This was even way before Mario got to this island. Okay? Butlins, Castaways, Freeport Inn, Oceanus, Atlantic Beach Club, Holiday Inn, Lucayan Beach, Lucayan Harbor Inn and Marina, El Casino, Grand Bahama Club, Jack Tar Village, the Shalimar, Freeport Inn, King's Inn and Country Club, the Holiday Inn, Lucayne Beach Hotel, Lucayne Villas. You know, all of these and other, these were all part of the Carver Club. These were all, you know, there's a Carver Club at the Fishing Hole, you know, Howard, you know that?
I remember.
But so I'm
right there to the, that, is that, to the east.
I don't think these individuals knew what Grand Bahama and the conversation you started about the history of Grand Bahama and where we are. And if the truth be told, we'll understand why the oppression of Grand Bahama continues. Because Grand Bahama, or Freeport more specifically, has some tenets in it that scares governance. Because it called for, had an expectation of local government to happen around August of 1990, which gives itself for total soil governance, self-taxation, and everything. Everything that the Grand Bahama Port Authority does, including licensing to the tune of millions of dollars, would have stayed or will stay with that local local governance. And so this is why we talk around Howard. There can be no economic development for the, in the Bahamas without Freeport paying, Freeport and Grand Bahama paying a role. Let's use an example. Now, guys, you're good with numbers, right? Let's play the number games, right? The number game says that according to the minister of tourism, right, what you do is you take the numbers that he gave us. If you convert his record number of cruise passengers into the economic equivalent of stayover visitors, our 10 million plus cruise passengers would represent only the equivalent of 475,000 overnight visitors. 10,000 passengers convert. We only need 475,000 of them to match all the cruises, all cruises, and we would have the we'd have the same economic impact.
I'll agree with that.
But let's But this is the actual numbers. But here's what it says: in 20 years, we have not broken that 1.8 million mark or whatever for overnight tourists. And then we talk about the lack of. And this is what the minister says: we don't. The reason it doesn't happen is because we don't have the rooms. Well, if they're willing to come, why we don't have the rooms? Because there's no strategy that is developed.
No vision.
Howard, you know,
no vision.
In a study on Grand Bahama that I did for a foreign entity in 2009, revised in 2017, said that we need eight, and this is what you have Mr. Obadiah Wiscombe quoted from, because he had a copy of it. You need 8,500 bed and breakfasts, rooms, they call them keys, just for Grand Bahama to be to break even. You need a total of 14,500 rooms for Grand Bahama to function, not like New Providence with their 7,000-8,000 rooms, and then you have the cruise and everything else. Because we have never diversified into the first, I think, hospitality and tourism is either the first, second, or third largest industry in the world. So we have yet to diversify into tourism, even though we hear people talking about diversifying out. So, Howard, if we were built for 250,000 to 500,000 people before lateral, before vertical buildings became into place, that means Singapore, who is only 30 square miles larger than Freeport, not larger than Grand Bahama, Singapore is 30 square miles larger than Freeport, and how much millions of people they have. And so the problem is that the wealth, the potential wealth in this new economic reality we're facing lies in Freeport. And I'm going to keep you long, Howard. I would challenge you, Howard, to let's talk about Freeport. Because I put to you, the next 1,000 millionaires a year in the hospitality industry can occur in Freeport immediately. We don't have to even wait for the next election.
And I like
No, I want you to test me.
No, well, you and I indicated that we will definitely have a conversation about that. And you know that I'm always eager to talk about Grand Bahama, but... it's this kind of a far-fetched, almost Hail Mary conversation. I don't know whether or not I'm prepared to have that now about the potential of the millionaires that could come out here and these people can't find $10 this week. This is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot. You know what I mean? Like we superseding again the steps that's necessary to identify the incompetence that exists here, they identify the lack of leadership, the lack of vision that lives here, and now we get into a conversation about the potential. Well, there's potential that exists on anything.
Yeah.
The blank paper talks about the potential. But what we put on that
makes a difference.
Make a difference. Let's talk about those things. Quick break, gonna be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The lines are wide open. Garth, you want to say something? Go ahead.
Well, Howard Grant, you kind of identified that I fired about 20 people, which is half of the members of Parliament.
A pinch over half. Yeah. Go ahead.
And probably more PLPs than FNMs.
No, obviously.
Yeah. Here's the situation that we're not able to fully get to. That would give the FNM somewhat of a victory to say that they can highly possibly win this election, yes or no?
Theoretically, but not necessarily. No.
Good. And the reason why not necessarily is that is now based on who the FNM presents and the strength of the leadership. Those are what we would call those would be the factors that we can look at, determining factors that we can look at, right? So if you have a leader that doesn't have full leadership potential, then you look at the candidates, and the candidates does not possess the ability for proper representation, then it's also possible to default back to the Progressive Liberal Party. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want people to understand. That is why we are caught in the middle.
There can't be a default back to the Progressive Liberal
Party.
For
the victory.
Okay, let's just do this. Let's break it down. Let's look at Southern Shores. Let's use Southern Shores as an example.
That's a done deal.
If the constituency says, and they have committed themselves to the PLP, now we've seen Frankie Campbell in this position last time, and
yes,
before that, we've seen another member of Parliament. I can't remember who was
that.
There,
that was
before there.
What's his
Kenyatta?
Name? Kenyatta? No,
it wasn't Kenyatta.
No. See, you saw quickly we forget these people.
I can't.
The one with the garbage truck scandal, man. Oh, jeez, man. The first representative they've ever had. What his name right there on the tip of my tongue?
I can't remember. Somebody text me and remind me.
Kenrick Dawson. That's who it is.
Okay, Kenrick Dawson. Okay. So you're going PLP, FNM, PLP.
Yes.
Okay? So it's safe to say that this constituency flip-flops.
Yes.
Okay? And the PLP needs to change that for them to retain this particular seat.
They have to.
Now, if they've already heard information, because you and I, we live out here, and people are providing us information on each one of these constituencies on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
There are conversations that are being had about these various constituencies, are these members of Parliament, what they're doing or what they ain't doing, they're lackluster, if they got vision, so forth and so on right now.
Yes.
So let's take Southern Shores.
Listening.
Southern Shores, and you said that they fired. Based upon your position,
that Major should be gone. He's gone.
Okay, so Major should be
he's
gone.
Finished.
Based upon these things.
Yes.
Now, the PLP could hear you the same way I could hear you right
okay,
now.
Okay, good.
Okay? The PLP could hear you the same good way. Whether you say Golden Isles, Southern Shores, Carmichael, Bamboo Town, all these places, you call it,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The PLP could hear you just like I could hear you.
Okay.
If the PLP can hear you just like I can hear you, then there is a very clear determination that the PLP has to make a decision. Now, if they're willing to go to bat for these men and women, then take them to war with you, if that's the case. But the people have already decided, and this is their particular posture, because this information is coming by way of them doing their polls. They're going through the constituency. They're putting out their feelers. They're doing all these things. The PLP has to make a strong decision to win the next general election. They have to.
So just like how the FNM has to bring their candidates, the PLP now needs to tell us who the replacement's going to be.
And this is the conundrum that we live in our society. Yes. Because we can't turn to the FNM because we don't know who your candidates are.
No.
We don't know what your message is. We don't know what your manifesto is. We don't know the vision that you're putting out there. We can't gravitate towards these things because we can't see nothing. All we see is Michael Pintard.
Unstoppable change.
We see Michael Pintard as an individual. Michael Pintard on a day-to-day basis outside of conventions, outside of anything that has to do with the collective organization, Michael Pintard is in this kind of a posture where he's pushing for the party, stepping into the deputy's position and being able to work that on that behalf, stepping into the chairman's position and always being able to work those things. Michael Pintard is working hard. I think he's working out. And then simultaneously, just like the little text that we just get, I got a voice note on the break. And listening to the voice note, Marco City, a little bit tricky. You can't trust these people in Marco City, so that could still possibly be up in the air. This is also what he's fighting. He's fighting to keep his seat in Marco City, to make sure those people satisfied. He's fighting to keep his position within the Free National Movement to ensure people and to almost certify and verify that he is qualified and capable to be in this. This is an exhausting position that he's in.
So a working lead of the FNM right now, Michael C. Pintard.
Michael working, man. I got to give Michael an A. He's working.
He got an A. Okay, so he will succeed.
I'm talking about working, his effort.
I say he can succeed.
Listen, effort. I told you that there's already several columns for effort. Effort ain't got nothing to do with the tests.
You just want to stick it to me like, yeah, I'll stick it to you.
No, effort ain't got
based
nothing to do with the tests.
Based on what he's doing now, based do you see a trajectory of victory?
For him as an individual, yes.
Not, I say as a party, he's the leader.
He's not translated it. It's not translated to the entire party.
So you ain't working.
If you read the article that I put in the paper today, the article started to talk about, and guys, you got to give me 2 seconds to talk about this, and go read the article if you got a chance to be able to do that. This one is in the Tribune today. I also have an article in The Guardian, right? But it says, need real Bahamian vision now.
Okay.
I start to explain to you the reason why Donald Trump could get to imperialism and this kind of an idea of gentrification, to have a casual conversation to say that we only take Mexico back, Canada can be the 52nd state, and we got to go back to be able to take the Panama Canal. It's because the vision that he put on that actually gravitated and sink into these people's heart was bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
It bigger than him. To make America great again, he troubled the water of people who remember America as an imperial state,
okay,
as a strong state.
Okay.
And because of this strength, the world recognized what he was doing. And you see Netanyahu bending to him and bowing to him. You see Trudeau had to step back because of these particular things. All these things that happened globally because he wants to make America great again. Now, get my point.
Listen in. I like it, but listen in.
Get my point.
Your heart. Go ahead.
Michael Pintard or the Free National Movement or the PLP, no one save 2012, 1992, and 1997 has provided us a vision bigger than us. No one. When we start to say government in the sunshine, that was because of tribulation and allegation, speculation, and all these things that led to that for 25 years.
And we needed this transition.
So we needed this transition right now.
Yeah.
And let me say better in 1997, we needed that right then.
Uh-huh.
And in 2012, we recognized that all we did, we still are not empowered by ourselves. And the PLP came with, we believe in Bahamians. That was bigger than us. They dropped the ball every single time. Michael Pintard need a vision bigger than the FNM. That people who are independent, people who are indifferent, people who are unattractive.
He can't do that, Howard.
Of course he can do it.
He cannot do it. You cannot give me a vision bigger than you if you ain't fixed the F&M voice. You cannot.
Hold on.
You got to sell me on that.
A vision bigger than you will fix everything.
Well, show me that then. Prove it to me then.
Make America great again.
We've had... No, we don't
this
go that
This man was a criminal. He is a criminal prime... Jesus he's a prison Lord. Criminal president. And he has stepped into the Oval Office again. And he has pardoned his own people what happened on January 20th, 2000...
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Does Donald Trump have a track record of leadership? Hello? Does Donald Trump have a track record of bankruptcy?
Donald Trump has a track record of his affiliation with richness based upon where he come from. His leadership is only intertwined based upon his proximity. And now he's working out real leadership.
Listen to me again. Whether it's a good or bad track record, does he have one?
Of course he has a track
so
record.
So he could try to sell you on something greater and better. He can improve. Like I always said last week with you, that these fellas, once they've been prime minister, they get a second chance. Perry Christie got a second chance. Hubert Ingraham got a second chance. I'm saying to you, Minnis got one chance, and now Pinter may possibly have one chance, but your one chance can't be built on you're going to do better than the first time.
His chance has, you have to cast a vision to the Bahamian people that is bigger than your political organization.
Yes, but it has to be believable.
Of course it has to be believable.
That's what he's saying.
But it has to be so enormous that everyone can find themselves in the position and fitting inside of this.
But it better get working.
No one has done that as yet.
Have they started it?
So this is my point to you.
As a narrative started
to be
written?
That's all I'm saying to you.
I agree with you, but have they started?
No, that's why this is where we come back to this conversation. The F&M cannot just waltz in there because we need a vision, a plan of action. And the PLP can't retain this position because we've already identified your leadership and sub-leadership in these areas, and they have all failed us. So you have to wipe the slate clean on all fronts and come back to the Bahamian people with a real vision in hand and let us gravitate towards that. We're waiting on both parties to do that, God. And none ain't do it yet.
I agree.
That's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us. We're going to have a good conversation with you tomorrow again. I think I got a guest coming in at the top of the show, but we're going to dive deeper into those things and be able to chop it down. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Have a beautiful day, guys. Foundation.